I'm Eric Thiel. You're listening to Jefferson Public Radio. We're also streaming online at ijpr.org. We've got a special live session today. Over the weekend, Trevor Hall performed at the Rogue Theater in Grants Pass, and opening up the show was a guy some of you might have heard of or have seen in the past. His name is Cass Haley. Blew me away, blew a lot of the audience away with his unique style, and he is my guest today for a live session on Jefferson Public Radio. Cass, welcome to Jefferson Public Radio.
Yeah, man. Thank you very much.
You are a native of somewhat rural northeastern Texas, right?
Yep. I was born and raised in Paris, Texas.
And that is outside of?
It's about 100 miles outside of Dallas, northeast of Dallas.
You were from a family of musicians, right? Your parents both musicians, professional musicians, or just good amateurs?
You know, my father, they were always sort of they were always pursuing, a light career in music among their other, what they were really making money at. So I would consider them light professionals, my dad's a pretty accomplished performer and stuff. My mom played piano and sang, and, that's how I began, is they sort of gave it to me,
And you were pretty young when you started.
Yeah, I remember singing before doing anything, just even when I was little in the car and stuff like that. But, I started playing seriously at about 12, and since my parents were already performing on stages, I would I pretty much was thrown on the stage right after I started learning a song or two. So when I started playing guitar I started singing with it, so it was never a separate deal. It was always together.
And this was something that started to become really serious around what, age 12 or so?
Yeah, that's when I really picked up the guitar and really fell in love with the whole pursuit of creativity through music.
Well, let's hear a tune. For those of you who have not heard Cass Haley's music, what's going to come out of him in just a minute might be a little unusual considering where he's from. I'll tell you this much to give you a hint. His new album, Connection, is on Easy Star Records. And if you are much of a follower of music, and especially world music, and especially reggae, you may well know that Easy Star is a reggae label. So that might give you a little sense of just what makes Cass Haley's music so interesting. It's Cass Haley, live on Jefferson Public Radio.
This tune is called Counting Stars. I love you. Yes, I do. I love you. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Love you. Oh, please understand me, dear. I'm trying to be clear. I love you. Oh, well, there'll never be enough time. There'll never be enough ways. How the moon reflects the light. It's the mystery of our time. Oh, you can count every single star. Still you miss by far. No matter how I try, I can sing a thousand times. I love you. Yes, I do. I love you. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Love you. Oh, please understand me, dear. I'm trying to be clear. I love you. One day at a time, running out of rhymes, waiting for the day when I knew what to say. Alright, oh yeah. There'll never be enough words. I said kindness come in me, the moments we shared. There'll never be enough kisses that I can give to you. I love you. Yes, I do. I love you. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Love you. Oh, this seems to be a dream. Oh, what you mean to me. I love you. I love. I love. I love. Oh, yeah. I love. I love, I love. I love you. Yes, I do. I love you. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Love you. Oh, this seems to be a dream. Oh, what you mean to me. I love you.
It's Cass Haley live on Jefferson Public Radio. That is from the new album, right? Called Connection.
Yeah. That one's called Counting Stars, which is on the new album, Connection, yeah.
Now, let's go back in time a couple of years, because you had an album before this one that was, I guess, the culmination of this kind of whirlwind period for you. You were a contestant on a rather popular television show, America's Got Talent. Now, how did this come about? Like, how did you get a call? Had you been watching the show for a while?
No, I'd watched it a couple times the first season it was on. My wife sort of watched it, and, you know, I'd sort of made fun of the show and never.
It's just like jugglers and
totally. Yeah. It's sort of a circus, you know. And I'd never had a thought about doing one of those shows. And around late April of 2007, I got a call from a good friend of mine, and he was like, "Cass, he's like, are you going to go to that audition I told you about?" It's like, we got it booked. And I was like, well, there was a misunderstanding, because I didn't remember him telling me about it. I was like, no, I'm not going. I'm at home, you know, just woke up. And he's like, you told me you were going to do it or something. I guess I had told him I was going to do it a week or two ago, and his brother-in-law booked this backdoor audition where I didn't have to wait in line. Huh. So he was really, like, adamant about me going, and I was sort of like, you know, the only reason I really went is just because I guess I had told him that I would go. And I was like, you know, I felt bad for not remembering. I was like, well, I'll just go. So it was sort of random that I went to the audition. And I just walked in, you know, I walked in there at the Hilton in Dallas and played a couple tunes, just like me and you sitting here right now, you know. And one thing led to the next, and I was on, you know, national television, and it just kept on sort of rolling on.
Did that end up blowing up as big as what, from the outside, it would seem like it would blow up for you?
Yeah, man. I mean, it was pretty hardcore. It was, you know, like, my audition tape went from, like, you know, when it was aired, one put on YouTube, I mean, it was automatically at like 3 million views, like, in the first week, you know. It hit pretty hard, and my band's merchandise and stuff was selling, you know what I mean, at the time, Woodbelly, and it was a cool little, you know, jolt. But, you know, it's a different type of jolt. It's not like a regular music crowd. It's the TV crowd, you know, which is a different foundation and a very broken, loose foundation that moves on to the next show
right after
it's done, you know? So it was like, it was really cool. All kinds of people that were exposed to me that really wouldn't and aren't necessarily in the music scene or whatever, you know? But, you know, it was a really eye-opening experience about what type of career I wanted, what I wanted to do, and, you know, it sort of gave me a nice affirmation about, hey, I'm on the right point with, you know, I can do this, you know, I can be successful at this.
Yeah, and you went pretty far on the show.
Yeah, I was a runner-up on the show.
To a guy that...
A ventriloquist. But if this is worth anything, that man, after he won, he's a friend of mine, Terry Fader. After he won that show, you know, he really had his stuff together, excuse my language, and signed a $100 million deal with the Mirage to headline the theater at $20 million a year.
No kidding.
So that goes for something.
Wow.
I mean, he's not only winning the talent show, but he goes to sign this, I think it's one of the biggest deals, you know, that entertainer has been paid or something like that. Definitely a ventriloquist.
So does runner-up on the show mean like a box of chocolates, or does it still work out
pretty
good?
Pretty much. You know, I got a free session with a therapist right after, and I'm no kidding. They actually did. And that's about it, man. And I was signed into a record deal with Sony through the show, but it's sort of those one-sided deals where they're looking to, you know, create a quick product out of you and make as much money as they can.
Yeah, and you've got such a unique product that you create with all of these different influences. You know, during that song that you were just performing, I was thinking to myself, you know, there's a little bit of reggae, obviously, in there. Some of your songs more bluesy. There's mm-hmm. definitely some pop elements. What kind of stuff were your parents playing and listening to that opened you up to all of those influences?
You know, a lot of the Beatles, a lot of Stevie Wonder, a lot of Sam Cooke, old soul. You know, Motown was a big thing in my family. A lot of James Taylor, just a lot of music. You know, I mean, my dad was really heavily into James Brown and blues, old blues and stuff like that. And I just got a nice dose of a lot of different stuff at a really early age, and sort of was encouraged to explore musically.
Yeah, cool. I'd love to hear another tune from the new album, but I was hoping if you might be willing to do the first tune that you did on that national stage, that cover that you do with the Police.
Sure.
Because it's completely amazing.
If I can belt it out.
That'd be great. It's Cass Haley live on Jefferson Public Radio. We're also streaming online at ijpr.org. After the session, you can check out our Facebook page. We'll have some photos up of Cass and his guitar, and you can check him out there. It's Cass Haley live on Jefferson Public Radio. Music from the Police. Yeah, you're willing.
Yeah, totally.
Cool. That'd be awesome. It's very, very cool. Okay, let me make sure I've got this set again. And give it a quick shot, real quick. Okay. Let's reset.
Okay.
Anytime.
Walking back from your house, walking on the moon. Oh, I'm walking back from your house, walking on the moon. I set my feet, they hardly touch the ground, walking on the moon. I set my feet, don't hardly make no sound, walking on the moon. I said some may say, I wish you my days away, but no way. Cloudy, this is the price I must pay. Well, you say, tomorrow's another day. Well, you say, I may as well play. I'm walking back from your house, walking on the moon. Oh, I'm walking back from your house, walking on the moon. I set my feet, they hardly touch the ground, walking on the moon. I set my feet, don't hardly make no sound, walking on the moon. I said song may say, I wish you my days away. Oh, you say, tomorrow's another day. Well, you say, alright. Oh, yeah, I may as well play. Keep it up right now. Keep keep it up. Oh, you got, oh, you gotta keep it up right now. I keep it up right now. I keep it up right now. Oh, yeah. I'm walking on the moon. I'm walking on the moon. Yeah. Walking on the moon. Oh, yeah. Walking on the moon. That was the Jefferson State Public Radio version.
It's Cass Haley live here on Jefferson Public Radio, streaming online, ijpr.org. So, Cass, has it been difficult or just bizarre to transition back from that huge world stage back to being a working, traveling, recording musician?
Oh, man. I was ready. the minute the show was over, I mean, I was ready to get back to reality. You know what I'm saying? With what's real and what's a show and what's not, you know? I mean, it was, I always know I wanted my career rooted in something that was real. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I was really, really, really focused on keeping it real, going back to what I was doing before the show and building it and taking, all the recognition and all the, exposure I got from the show and turning that into something that's going to last.
I would imagine that North Texas is not exactly a hotbed for reggae gigs.
No, you know, it's not. But, you know, we got a little scene popping up, you know,
all across Texas.
Well, you know, there's a lot of reggae bands popping up down along the coast in Corpus Christi and that whole area. Austin, you know, and has got a lot of great bands. But, you know, the thing about Texas is Texas is a place that appreciates soul. No matter what it is, blues, country, or whatever, they appreciate, giving it your all.
And you do a little bit of all of that. I mean, a lot of reviews and a lot of online articles and whatnot refer to you as a reggae artist, and your album is on kind of a reggae, at least up to now, it's been a reggae label.
It's such an intense hybrid, though.
Do you think of yourself as a reggae artist?
Not at all.
Yeah.
Not at all. I think of myself as a lover of reggae music and the vibe and... you know, it's just another form of soul music. You know what I mean? It's a very, it's just soul music.
One of the things that I notice in a lot of the songs that you do, especially the covers that you do, which are from a wide range of music, is that not only are they covers of the music, but it's apparent that you have also studied note shaping with your voice, because there is a certain style, for example, of reggae singing where you can't just cover it. You have to really embrace all of the intricacies of the singing style and the diction and all of that, which you are obviously a student of. So you must have spent a lot of time listening to some of these records.
You know, man, I just spent a lot of time singing. And it's not something I think about. It's more of, you know, I try to do it authentically where it doesn't, you know, the classic white guy singing the reggae with the patois accent and stuff. I try not to do that, and I try to, you know, sing it as authentically as I can, yeah. You know. So, you know, I don't know. I definitely have listened to a lot of music and practiced a lot and performed a lot and hope to be able to do it for the rest of my life.
Is this your first tour out here on the West Coast?
No, it's my first time to be up here in Oregon. I've done a couple California tours, and looking forward to do a bunch more. I've toured more frequently in the Midwest and the East Coast.
Well, we're thrilled to have you in the studio. I'm really, really happy that you could drop by and play for us. The album's called Connection. It's out on Easy Star Records. Website is CassHaley.com.
CassHaley.com or CassHaley.net.
And there's also a link on the website to your earlier music too.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yeah. Totally. Yeah.
Can we hear another tune from the album?
Sure. I'm actually going to play a country song that's actually not on the album, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Bring a little bit of my Texas country soul roots to Oregon for you. I'm on side of the train going by makes me wanna stop and cry. It took you away. Oh, well, I'm blue and long, lonesome too. When I hear that so blow, I will pack my Samsonite and dark kid and go. That lonesome side of the train going by makes me wanna stop and cry. In the steel of the night, across that pale, oh, that pale moonlight, oh, where the wind cannot lose. Oh, well, I'm blue and long, lonesome too. When I hear that whistle blow, I will pack my Samsonite and dark kid and go. That lonesome side of the train going by makes me wanna stop. Makes me wanna stop and cry.
It's Cass Haley live on Jefferson Public Radio, streaming at ijpr.org. A tune that is not on the new album. That is what, a Bill Monroe tune?
Yep.
Yeah. When did you start playing that one?
I started playing that one a couple years ago. I was doing this weekly night gig at this place called Creesha's in Dallas. Actually, yeah, right in Dallas. And, you know, I was playing with my buddy Travis Brink, who is a accomplished banjo player and plays bluegrass and stuff. And I've got a love for bluegrass music as well. And so, you know, we were just working up different songs, you know, like Silver Dagger and that song and just all these old standards. And that was just one of my favorites, you know. And then I heard a version of that song done by the Wayfaring Strangers. And that got me. I was just like, I have to play that song.
Is there anything that you don't like listening to?
No, man.
Yeah.
You know, I love it all. I listen to everything from Tejano music late at night to keep me up to everything. I mean, for me, it's like, it's all about it being authentic. It's like, you can tell, you know, how the person was feeling while they were singing it. If there's any feeling in it at all, if there's not, if it was overproduced, if, you know, it's more, to me, it's more about like the authenticity of the emotional content of the music.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the album that you released. This came out back in September.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Connection. You've got a core band, and then there are also some guest artists playing horns and things like that on a couple of tunes.
Yeah, you know, the band sort of is a fluctuating thing. Sort of, we do whatever the situation calls for. I do a lot of touring by myself with the acoustic, and then I have a duo with upright bass and acoustic that we do. And then we've got a full band that, you know, we have horns and keys and the whole nine yards that we're gonna be actually kicking off that tour with the full band in May.
And there was a time, I remember watching an interview with you online, there was a time where your album on the iTunes sales chart was above Bob Marley?
Yeah.
Like, that. What's that? That feeling's got to be incredible.
It was cool, yeah. That's the power of TV, man, you know?
But then it kind of wavers, right?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, reality sets in, and then it's like, you know, my theory is I sell one album at a time, and I've got the rest of my life to do it.
Yeah,
so,
right on.
You know?
Well, it has been an absolute pleasure to meet you, and so glad that you stopped by to play for us.
Thank you for having me, man.
Can we get one more tune before you hit the road?
Of course.
Do you got time to do Will I Find?
Sure.
Could you do that one?
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Will I search? I'm gonna keep searching some more. Yes, I am.
It's Cass Haley live here on Jefferson Public Radio. Cass, thanks again for dropping by.
Thank you, man. It was wonderful.